জয় ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধাকুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মথুরা ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী জগন্নাথপুরী ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়। গঙ্গা মাই কি জয়। যমুনা মাই কি জয়। ভক্তি দেবী কি জয়। তুলসী মহারানী কি জয়। হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিস টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ। অল গ্লোরিস টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। নমো বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাৎতাদিষ্টালিনে শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। ওং নমো ভগবতে
বাসুদেবায়।
ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। নারায়ণং নমস্কৃত্য নরং চৈব নরোত্তমম্ দেবীং সরস্বতীং ব্যাসং ততো জয় মুদীরয়। নষ্ট প্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবয়া। ভগবতি উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নৈষ্টিকী। শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ফিফথ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 19 দ্য আইল্যান্ড অফ জম্বুদ্বীপ টেক্সট 7। না জন্ম নূনম মহতো না সৌভাগ্যম না বান বাং না বুদ্ধির নাকৃতিস্তোষ হেতু তৈর যদ বিশ্রিষ্টান অপি নো বনৌকশস চকার সখে বত লক্ষ্মণাগ্রহ লক্ষ্মণাগ্রজহ লক্ষ্মণাগ্রজহ। ন জন্ম নূনং মহতো ন সৌভাগ্যম ন জন্ম নূনং মহতো ন সৌভাগ্যম নবাং ন বুদ্ধির নাকৃতিস্তোষ হেতু নবাং ন বুদ্ধির নাকৃতিস্তোষ হেতু তৈর্যাদ বিশ্রিষ্টান অপি নো বনৌকশস তৈর্যাদ বিশ্রিষ্টান অপি নো বনৌকশু চকার সখে বত লক্ষ্মণাগ্রজহ চকার সখে বত লক্ষ্মণাগ্রজহ na janma nunam mahato na saubhagam navang na buddhir na kritisto shahetu Taija dvishristan apino banukasa Chakar sakhe bata lakshmana graja Mataji, Janma, birth in a very polished aristocratic family. Nunam, indeed, Mahata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor, Sobhagam, great fortune. Na, nor, Bak, an elegant manner of speaking. Na, nor, buddhi, sharpness of intelligence. Na, not, akriti, features of the body. Tosha hetu, the cause of pleasure to the Lord. Tai, by all these above mentioned qualities. Jat, because. Bishrishtan, rejected. Api, although. Na, us. Banokosha, the inhabitants of the forest, Chakara, accepted, Sakhe, in friendship, Bata, alas, Lakshana Agraja, Lord Sri Ramchandra, the elder brother of Lakshman. So, did you carefully notice the meanings of all the words? Yesterday, Burijan Prabhu in the class, he mentioned, we tend to not pay attention to these word-for-word meanings. Right? Should I see how much you have tried to attentively hear? What is the meaning of the word Saubhagam? Don't look at Saubhagam. Did you look at the mobile phone? Very good. In Bengali there is a word Saubhagya. Bhagya. And Bhaga means opulence. So Saubhaga means opulence, that gives opulence, that is good fortune. Right? So it's important that we take note of what's the meaning of the word Akriti? Very good. This is a common word, so I'm sure everybody knows. And if we put no, if we not attentively hear, we get the meanings quite clearly. Another word is tosha hetu. Very good. Very good. Tosha means pleasure and hetu means cause. Tosha hetu. Let me see. Okay. Banaukashas. Very good. Did you quite look at that? Okay. Chakara. Very good. And Bata. Alas. Lakshmana Agraja. Very good. Okay. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Listen carefully. I'll ask questions. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramchandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's opulence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with the Lord Sri Ramchandra, with Lord Sri Ramchandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramchandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. So, okay, you can. So what is the basic, what is the basic theme of this verse? Who knows? Who could understand? Okay, Shampiri's hand went up the first. So, Shampiri. No. Is that the Archana?
No, I'm sorry. Establish a friendship relationship
with the Lord on the material point. Right. Like, material qualifications is not a prerequisite for becoming
a devotee. Does one have to be very wealthy in order to become a devotee? Does one have to be very beautiful to become a devotee of the Lord? Does one have to? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Does one have to be a great scholar? Does one have to be a great orator? Does one have to be born in a great nation or a race? Why not? Now the question is, why not? Who will answer?
Because the Lord reciprocated with people like Hanuman who were not really sovereign.
No, but why not? Why not? Jamuna Priya? Very good. Krishna doesn't care for anything other than our love for Him. That is the only qualification. And the thing is that when one becomes a devotee of the Lord, when one wins the favor of the Lord, then he automatically acquires, he or she automatically acquires all these qualities. When one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he becomes really opulent with the wealth of spiritual wealth. One becomes really beautiful with the spiritual beauty. When one develops love for the Lord, then irrespective of his physical condition, he acquires his spiritual qualities. And those spiritual qualities are the actual qualification. So, and what is the prerequisite? What is the requirement to develop the favor, to win the favor of the Lord? Win the favor of Lord Ramchandra or Krishna Chandra? By developing love for Him. That's the only thing that Krishna wants. There is a Hindi expression. Bhagavan pyar ke bhookhe hain. The Lord is hungry. He's hungry. Hungry of what? Love. He wants, all He wants is our love. Now, isn't it a great reassurance? That irrespective of whatever our condition is, we may be very poor. We may be totally uneducated. We may be extremely ugly. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They are not an impediment in our becoming a devotee of the Lord. Right? Is this the theme? And what is Hanuman saying? Look at us. Look at us. We live in the forest. We are totally uncivilized. And our appearance, far from being beautiful. And we are not a great orator, nor are we great scholars, but the Lord has offered us His friendship. Why? Because of our love for Him. Because of our love for Him, He has accepted our service. Although He could do anything by Himself. To kill Ravan, to wipe out the entire, the Rakshasa dynasty, He didn't require anything. The personality who, just by glancing at the, towards the material nature, can make the material nature become manifest. What can be impossible for Him? He could do anything. But it is due to His causeless mercy that He acted as if He depended upon our support. Depended upon our help. He doesn't need anything. So this is the thing that we have to always remember. When Krishna gives us an opportunity to render service, It is simply due to His causeless mercy He is giving us this opportunity. When you offer the worship in the deity, worship of the deities in the temple, what should we feel? Where are the pujaris? No pujaris are here. They are busy probably. Okay. Yeah. We shouldn't think, oh, I don't like to be a pujari. I like to be a preacher. I like to go out and distribute books. That is becoming a problem here nowadays. Lack of pujaris. Everybody wants to go out in book distribution. Very good. But at the same time, we should also think that Krishna is giving us such an opportunity to serve Him directly. So, we must take this as an like opportunity to render service unto Him. He is giving us an opportunity. It's His causeless mercy. Did He need the monkeys to help Him to fight with Ravan? No. He could do that Himself. But He engaged. That means He gave them an opportunity to serve Him. And through the service, express their love for Him. Through that love, come close to Him. And by coming close to Him, they became situated in their spiritual identity. So, please repeat after me. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramchandra on the basis of material qualities, such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Ramchandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramchandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. So, you got the meaning now, everyone? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In a prayer to Krishna expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix A means not, and Kinchana means something of this material world. One may be very proud of his prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on, but although these are certainly good qualifications in material dealings, they are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee, and when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by a high birth, wealth, education, and personal beauty, Janmai, Sharja, Sruta, Sri, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness. Nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion. Bhakta mam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Lolam ekam mullam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, Khola becha shevaker dakho bhaggo shima brahma shiv kande jar dekhiya mohima dhane jane pandite krishna nahi pai krishna nahi pai kevalo bhaktir bash chaitanya gosai kevalo bhaktir bash chaitanya gosai. Behold the great fortune of the devotee Khola Becha. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers, or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Khola Becha Sridhar, and whose only business was to sell pots made of skins of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for the worship of Mother Ganga, and with the other 50%, he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that had a broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils, and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Gosai through material opulence. That shelter is attainable only by pure devotional service. Anna bhilashita shunnam jnana karmad anabritam anukullena krishnanushilanam bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna, favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hanuman in King Purushavarsha, who is the leader of King Purushavarsha, is offering his prayers. Hanuman is a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. He was extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. And he used his power in serving the Lord. So that's what Prabhupada is saying in the purport. That in the material nature, people may have all these qualifications, all these qualities. But unfortunately, when one have these qualities, they do not become Krishna conscious. These qualifications actually act as an impediment to spiritual progress. Therefore, Kunti Devi is saying that Krishna is Akinchana Gochara. Gochara means, go means senses, and chara means perceivable. The Lord doesn't become perceivable to those who are materially very successful. We notice that when people become rich, they don't want to remember Krishna. They think, well, I have all this wealth, I have acquired it. And when people go to them, they praise them and they become more and more puffed up, more and more arrogant. We notice that sometimes we visit some very wealthy people and their attitude is as if they are doing us a favor, giving us darsh. Once I went to see a big politician. In the morning I went to see him. And his wife was very, we went to his house. His wife was very pious when she saw that that I was wearing saffron robe. She immediately, there was a waiting room, many people were waiting. And she just invited us to inside the house. She was very pious and she made an arrangement that we would be the first one to meet the person. And when I was talking, just talking to him, like we needed some favor in Bombay Temple. And right in front of us, he opened a beer can. A can of beer and started to drink. I walked away from him. Like this person who doesn't really have any respect for a sadhu, it's better not to waste our time with him. So they become puffed up thinking that they are doing us a favor. But I think he learned a lesson. I just told him, okay, my business is over. Walked away. And I hope he learned a lesson. And not that I consider myself to be a great sadhu as such, but the point is that here the person is so arrogant that starts to drinking beer in the morning. People generally drink at night. He's beginning his day drinking beer. And so that's why it has been advised that better the sadhus avoid these people. And those who are so puffed up, those who are not going to listen to Krishna consciousness, Krishna katha, better to avoid. You're proud of your wealth, keep your wealth. We'll, at the time of death, we'll ask you, dear sir, now what are you going to do with your wealth? All the money that you have, and what will happen at that time? All those money is going to be the cause of his bondage. He won't be able to leave his body. And he'll become a ghost because of his attachment to the money. Therefore, we should be very careful to avoid this kind of attachments. Because instead of taking advantage of the human form of life and finishing the business, in this material nature, they are running the risk of becoming a ghost. Material attachment will bring them down. They won't be able to live in this situation. Oh, my wealth, what will happen? And it is said that they become jakshas and they protect their wealth. A kind of a ghost that do not allow anybody to take the wealth. On the other hand, we see that those who are engaging their wealth or whatever material abilities and qualifications they have, if they use them in Krishna's service, they win the favor of Krishna. Like there is a difference between Hanuman and other monkeys. There is a difference. Hanuman is extremely powerful and Krishna is using his power in the service of in his service. And that's what makes Hanuman a special person. Raghunath Das Goswami was a very wealthy person. Very wealthy person. I mean, we can't even imagine the kind of wealth his father had. And he was the only son, only male member in the family. He was the only successor to this wealth. Gave up everything. And through him, because he was so wealthy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the sign of the standard of renunciation. The example of renunciation was set through Raghunath Goswami. Look, he was so wealthy and from there he came here. But at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also establishing the standard of renunciation through Kholavecha Sridhar, who had nothing. He had nothing, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to joke with him. I know you are very rich. You are hiding your wealth. I know everything. Kholavecha Sridhar couldn't understand. He used to say, you know, you are seeing, I don't have anything. As Prabhupada was saying, you see, the banana bark, like in India it says, especially in Bengal, it was a custom that the banana bark is folded and made it into a pot, a bowl for eating. So that is what he used to sell. And sometimes if his garden had a pumpkin or banana flower, then he would take it and to the market. But every day he couldn't sell that because from that few trees that he had, didn't have pumpkin and banana flowers every day. But the banana skin was available. So that's what he used to sell. How much could one get out of that, selling that? But whatever he got, 50% he used in worshipping Mother Ganga. And with other 50% he used to maintain himself. What he used to Mother Ganga, with whatever little money he had, he would buy some flowers. Maybe he would buy some fruits. And someday if the income was more, he would buy some sweets. And take it to Mother Ganga and offer it to Mother Ganga. And he was so dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he revealed his Mahaprakash Leela, when he revealed to everybody that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he told everyone, go, get Sridhar. How will I recognize Sridhar? Go to the end of the town and you will hear somebody is chanting the holy name. He is Sridhar. And everybody brought Sridhar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to glorify him. Sridhar, do you remember? When I was a young boy, I used to go to you. You would never, you are the man of one word. You tell the price, and one had to pay that price. But I used to bargain with you. And you used to get upset. Said, look, I'm a man of one word. If you want, take it or forget it. Oh, then I won't pay you anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would pick up the pumpkin. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would pick up holding one end, and Shiva should hold the other end, and there would be a tug of war. What does it mean? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is grabbing it from him. The offering of a devotee, the Lord forcibly takes and eats it, accepts it. This is the pastimes of the Lord, and Mahaprabhu was prepared to give Sridhar anything, any boon. Sridhar, ask for any boon. Anything you ask. And what was Sridhar's answer? Let that young boy who is to forcibly take things away from me, let him be the Lord and Master life after life. That's what all he wanted. Let that personality who is to forcibly take away and quarrel with me, fight with me, let him become, let him remain the Lord and Master for me life after life. So this is the quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is subservient. He is sold out to the love of his devotee. He doesn't care for anything else. All your material qualifications, keep them. All your money, all your wealth, all your qualification, all your physical beauty, keep them. And we see that those who are wealthy, they're so proud. Those who are beautiful, they're so proud. Those who are learned and have big position, so proud. But this pride is an impediment to make spiritual progress. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is saying, become humble. Don't become proud of anything. Become situated in knowledge and see how insignificant they are. What are you going to do with all that? You are so beautiful today. Okay, I'll see you after 40 years from now. And I'll see how you look. There's a very famous German philosopher, Schopenhauer. Schopenhauer actually mentioned that whenever I see a beautiful young woman, I try to imagine how she will look after 40 years from now. And I immediately drop all my attachments towards her. So that is the reality. All your money that you have, what is the use of it at the ultimate issue? In one of his classes, Prabhupada mentioned that there was a very rich man in Allahabad, very, very rich man. And when he was very sick and he is about to die, he told the doctor that please give me, take all my money and give me 4 more years. I have so many things to do. But did all his money succeed in enabling him to stay for 4 more years? Not even 4 more minutes. When the time comes, we have to leave. So that is the reality. Our physical beauty is only short-lasting. Our wealth is useless in the ultimate sense. Our education, all will be wiped out at the time of death. In the next birth, we won't remember anything. Therefore, when we have them, let's use them in spreading Krishna's glory. That will be the perfect utilization. Just as Hanuman did. He had power. Extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. Can you imagine carrying the mountain all the way from Himalaya to Sri Lanka? And that also is just one hand. And so many things happened in between. When he was just newborn baby, he wanted to swallow the sun. He thought it was an apple. A red fruit. Oh, I'm hungry, so let me have it. Now, are these fairy tales? No. Some personalities can be as powerful as that. That's how powerful Hanuman was. And he used them in Krishna's service. So we have to understand that whatever we have is actually meant for serving Krishna. Yes, there is beauty. Let's use, people are attracted to me. Let me use this beauty to make them attracted to Krishna. Or let me use my beauty to please Krishna. That's how the gopis feel. They're extremely beautiful. Extremely beautiful, and they dress themselves very beautifully. Simply to please, so that they can give pleasure to Krishna. So in this way, everything that is apparently material can be used in Krishna's service. And in that sense, what is the difference between material and spiritual? The difference between material and spiritual is when we are the center, that is material. When you make Krishna the center, that is spiritual. It's just a matter of putting Krishna in the center. Idam Krishnaya, na mama. These are all for Krishna, not for me. Therefore, let whatever comes to us, let's offer it to Krishna. Whatever comes to us, let's offer it to Krishna. And then the benefit that we'll derive is inconceivable. So these beautiful prayers actually remind us how to become a good devotee. We should not think, oh, I am so poor, I am so uneducated, I am not so good looking. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Those things, don't worry about them. Krishna doesn't care for that. The whole world may care for that, but Krishna doesn't care for that. Just serve Krishna. Just develop your love for Krishna. And if you have them, fine. Use them in Krishna's service. So that is pure devotional service. Anna bhilashita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. Jnana karmad anabritam means no desire for liberation, no desire for sense gratification. Karma is for sense gratification. Jnana is for liberation from this material world. Because they, both of them are, although one is more gross and the other is more subtle, but both are actually material impediments. Both are material. Liberation is a material desire. I don't want to suffer, I want to get out of here. Same, the two sides of the same coin. Enjoyment and renunciation. Enjoyment of the material things and renunciation of material things. Both are connected to material. But Krishna consciousness is totally beyond, transcendental to this material nature. So that is what really matters to Krishna. So jnana karmad anapritam. Not affected by the desire for enjoyment or desire for liberation. What really matters? Anukullena krishnanu shilanam. Anukullena krishnanu shilanam. It's favorable. Whatever is favorable to render devotional service. Our personal consideration of enjoyment or detachment is not a consideration. What really matters is how Krishna cares about it, how Krishna looks at it. Krishnanu shilanam, rendering service to Krishna, is bhakti uttama, is pure devotional service to the Lord. And that is our goal, pure devotional service. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question?
This deity should be prayed to, not
Narayanam namaskritya naranchaiva naruttamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udhirahi. What is that prayer? There, yeah, okay, that's all. Krishna should be, Krishna, that not only Krishna, the Krishna's devotees, Krishna's representatives, they are all in the same line. Narayan, Naranarayan Rishi, Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Vasudev, the literary incarnation of the Lord. And ultimately Srila Prabhupada. Yes. ऐसे जैसे मैं बताया जिसको कोई पात्रता रहता है उसको स्वीकृति दिया जाता है क्योंकि जो बड़े आदमी हैं उनको अगर वो अगर आएंगे तो उसके साथ साथ छोटे आदमी भी आ जाएंगे तो इसलिए प्रचार के समय ऐसे इम्पोर्टेंस दिया जाता है इसका मतलब ये नहीं होना चाहिए कि देखो सब बड़े लोगों को तालीम करते हैं और हमको नहीं हमारा विचार ऐसा होना चाहिए कि ठीक है उनको कर रहे हैं जैसे मैं बताया बंदर तो बहुत सारे हैं तो रामचंद्र हनुमान को क्यों स्वीकृति दे रहे क्योंकि वो लीडर है उनकी पात्रता के अनुसार ये हो रहा है क्या तुमको नहीं मिल रहा है रिकग्निशन बहुत अच्छा जद जद आचरति श्रेष्ठ हम देखते थे प्रभुपाद जब कभी किसी को नहीं मिलते थे उनका तबीयत इतना खराब था बल्कि एक दिन जयदयाल डालमिया आया जयदयाल डालमिया पता है कौन है वो डालमिया बहुत बड़े आदमी है जैसे बिरला जैसा है वैसे डालमिया वो डालमिया फैमिली का प्रधान थे जब प्रभुपाद सुना कि डालमिया आया है प्रभुपाद तुरंत बोला उस ला उनको और प्रभुपाद लगभग एक घंटा तक उनके साथ बात किया और मैं थोड़ा सा ये हो गया था कि प्रभुपाद इतना परेशान थे वैसे इतने बातें किए हुए तो मैं बोला प्रभुपाद आपको इतना बात नहीं करना चाहिए था तो प्रभुपाद ने बताया नहीं जब मैं भगवान के बारे में बोलता हूं तो हमको ये मिलता है हमको प्रेरणा मिलता है ताकत मिलता है यस
Everything Prabhupada's given us, it's undeniable that something has arisen in our hearts. So, what would you comment on?
The comment will be, don't worry about it. Leave it up to Krishna. Right? A little child may not know how to love the father. But whatever, in whichever way he expresses his little love, it melts the father's heart. Right? The child cannot say, I love you so much, and he can't write poetry about, you know, how much he loves the father. But the father is pleased with just a little expression. So similarly, see, Krishna is like our Supreme Father, is the Supreme Father. So whenever he sees that we are making a little endeavor, Krishna will be pleased. Like, he's, after all, he's waiting for us. So when you show a little expression, little eagerness, Krishna will reciprocate.
Very reassuring.
Huh?
Very reassuring that Krishna is fine.
Yes, yes. And that, it's not only reassuring, it's real. It's reality. Krishna is eagerly waiting for us. Therefore, little effort, little endeavor, Krishna will reciprocate. There are some questions here. Kalindi Sundari Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. I read in Srimad Bhagavatam that Mahabharata and Ramayana is for less intelligent people. But we find Ramayana in 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Please clear my doubt. You see, it is said about Mahabharata mainly, that Vyasadeva wrote it for less intelligent people. Stri Sudra Dijabandhu Nam. But that doesn't mean that the hero of Mahabharata, Krishna and Arjuna, they are becoming less important. Their importance remains the same. It is only the presentation. Why? Because more intelligent people are inclined towards philosophy, direct understanding of. But less intelligent people need stories to understand. Therefore, Mahabharata is like a story. Through the story, the instructions have been presented. Similarly with Ramayana, Lord Ramchandra's pastimes are presented in the form of stories. And Ramchandra's activities are giving direct instructions how to act. Whereas most advanced people will just go into direct philosophy, like Vedanta Sutra, Upanishads, etc. But Puran, even Srimad Bhagavatam, you can say, is for less intelligent people like us. Vyasadeva saw that in the age of Kali, we'll be very, very stupid. There's an English expression, dunderheaded. So people in the age of Kali are all dunderheaded people. So, therefore, Vyasadeva had to present Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we could understand. Direct glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Ramchandra's pastimes have been described. That is, to indicate who is Lord Ramchandra. And how wonderful his pastimes were. So, Dina Vatsala Das from Bangalore, Guru Maharaj, should one express his desire to serve according to his psychophysical nature to the authorities, or should simply accept the service given as the most appropriate one for himself? Good question. It will depend upon the person's advancement. If the person is less advanced, then he would depend upon, as you said, his psychophysical condition or his own desire. I want this. I want to do this. And I will offer it to Krishna. So that is for less intelligent people, less advanced people. I want to do it. Therefore, they are offering the results. So that is why this is called the Karma Kanda, Karma Yoga, not Karma Kanda, Karma Yoga. Yoga is there, but his karma is the main consideration. Karma Yoga. Or Jnana Yoga. But when it is not what I want, but what Krishna wants, and acting accordingly, irrespective of our condition. So that is called pure devotional service. And as you said, accepting the service given by the authorities. Accepting the service given by the authorities means accepting the service given by Krishna, because the authorities are Krishna's representatives. We have to look at it that way. And of course, if the authority is not representing Krishna properly, then it's another thing. Then you go and report to his authority. Jayachyuta Das, Guru Maharaj, how it would be possible that our every moment and every action can be utilized under the exact Vedic Shastric authority. The ultimate Vedic Shastric authority is everything is for Krishna and not for me. So that is how you make every action at every time according to the Shastric injunction. Whatever you're doing, do it for Krishna. So then all your actions that you're rendering at all time will be offered to Krishna, and Krishna will be pleased. Dinavatsala Das again. Guru Maharaj, as you mentioned about using Lakshmi properly in Krishna's service, what should be our understanding if due to lack of Lakshmi, we are not able to execute certain preaching program, etc.? Should we accept it as Krishna's will, or Krishna protecting us from too much Lakshmi, which we may not be able to do, we may not be able to use in Krishna's service? Good question. Like, we should try to render our service to the best possible way, and sometimes money does become a consideration. Then we should try to arrange for the money, especially those who are in leadership position. They naturally take up projects, and to fulfill the project, they have the financial needs. So he goes out and tries to arrange for that. But if it doesn't come, then he takes it as Krishna's mercy. Krishna didn't want it. That's why I tried my best. That's not only with money, but with everything. Let's try our best and see what Krishna wants. And that's also true that if Krishna doesn't give, then we have to understand that we are not qualified to receive that. Because if we do not know how to use Lakshmi in Krishna's service, then Lakshmi can become Maya. When wealth is used in Krishna's service, it is Lakshmi. When your wealth is not used in Krishna's service, then she becomes Maya. And Maya means she will take us away from Krishna. Wealth does that. When you get money, we tend to forget Krishna. And that means Maya is taking us away from Krishna. So this wealth came in the form of Maya. It happened. Many devotees, because they were not mature enough, they were not advanced enough, when they got a lot of money, they fell down. Because it came as Maya. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay, last question.
क्वेश्चन में है आज का तात्पर्य पढ़कर आपकी क्लास सुनकर भगवान के प्रति बहुत ज्यादा अप्रिशिएट के भावना आ रहे कि आपने कहा कि भगवान बहुत प्यार के भूखे और भौतिक गुणों गुणसो को ही लेना देना नहीं। जैसे भी देखा है कि फैमिली में या फिर कभी कभी भक्तों के बीच में रहते तो ये गुणों का बहुत फर्क होता है, उससे मान अपमान ऐसा उस फीलिंग आती है कि सामने वाले की तरफ से। कभी कभी भगवान के सामने जाऊंगी तो कभी निगुण के विचार मेरे अंदर आएंगे तो मैं सोचूंगी नहीं कि भगवान मुझसे बहुत ज्यादा प्यार करते और मुझसे प्यार करते।
बहुत अच्छा
लग रहा था कि नहीं सिंसर भक्ति के बहुत गंभीरता आनी चाहिए।
लास्ट में क्या बोला सुना नहीं, अंत में क्या बोला?
जरूर जरूर।
हरे कृष्णा गौर प्रेमानंदे, थैंक यू। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज जमुना प्रियस बर्थडे, सो इज इट पॉसिबल टू मेक अ एकादशी केक? हु कैन मेक इट? Sweet shop can make. Okay, so tell them to make an ekadasi. Okay, and after the kirtan we will cut the cake. Make it a point that the its cake is big enough so that Jamuna Priya can give every to everyone and send the bill to Bimal Krishna. No, I was joking. The bill will be on us. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare.